Post-game show continuing from here in Wenatchee. Post-game show, a presentation of IDP Impact Diesel Performance. They know diesel, 4-2 of the Wenatchee Wild over the Saskatoon Blades. As we've got no coach coming up, or no, here he comes, here he's making his way. We're going to get to the live interview segment, the presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Best of luck with that chair. It's been bothersome all night. Coach, a good opening 40 minutes, I thought, but in the third period, they just kept on coming, which kind of surprising considering they're playing their fifth game in 7 nights, and you guys, I don't know if it was bust legs or what in the third period.
Yeah, hard to describe it as that because we had a good first period. So 18 shots in the first, 11 scoring chances, and then 14 the whole rest of the way. The last period especially, completely unacceptable.
Yeah. I guess the difficult thing was the power play didn't get you going and give you any momentum as well. You only had the one shot on goal, and you had trouble getting into their zone, unfortunately.
Yeah. I would concur with that. You have nights where you fight the puck. I thought guys were fighting the puck. Not everyone, but some guys were. But when that's the case, dig in, defend. And we didn't do that. We got whiny. That's what we were on the bench. The bench was whiny tonight, especially in the third. And that's just not the behavior of a championship team. Like, okay, it's whatever. The bounces aren't going your way tonight. Well, dig in and defend. You don't get whiny.
Yeah, I thought you had some chances in the first period. Like you said, you had a lot of scoring chances. I guess give credit to their goaltender. He made some big saves.
Yeah, and I do think we were fighting the puck a little bit. Like some of those were, in the chest area, which isn't typical for us. But, those nights happen. But when they do, you got to dig in.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Push it aside, go on, play in Everett tomorrow, and do that. Exactly. Dig in and get ready to play against a good Silvertips team.
Yeah, got to learn the lesson very quickly. But just the attitude on the bench needs to change. Like, okay, you're down a goal. We're just slamming sticks now and yelling and screaming and blaming and all that stuff. Like, we got to tighten that up big time.
All right. Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow night.
Thanks, Les.
Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.